Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I am so honored to be here with all of you mystical, magical beings today. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome my precious soul sister, an intuitive energy healer, Cynthia Charis. We're going to discuss the realms of the transcendent as we enter into this new paradigm of the fifth dimension. We will take some live callers later, so press star 2 to raise your hand if you've called in by phone. And welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, and starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation today, as always, to form an alliance with your divine essence and merge with your sacred origin and experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and expansion. So welcome to this new moment on New Earth and another powerful choice point in your ascension journey as you have the opportunity to create your very own heaven on earth, your very own paradise. And how exciting is that we get to do that together? Just know that this is a very safe haven for you, a sacred space, a soulful sanctuary to feel connected and reunited with soul family. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our awareness and consciousness and commit to self-reflection and soulfully aligned and directed alchemy. Today's show is another invitation into illumination and a heart homecoming with the beautiful Cynthia. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. I am very grateful that you found your way to our sacred circle today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us further in our Facebook group or on Instagram. And now my favorite question, must ask this question. What is the best that could happen today? The very best that could happen with Cynthia and myself and all of you. Please set a clear, empowered, personal intention for what you want to experience. My intention with our gathering and journey is to be a clear and pure conduit, an instrument of the divine in selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us gathered here. And, of course, for love and joy and healing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. You're welcome to write in and let Cynthia and I know how you're feeling throughout the show and our webcast. I will be checking in and we'll take callers. Press star 2 to raise your hand again. So we're talking about the realms of the transcendent. In this moment of infinite possibility that is dawning before us, it's time to celebrate the massive momentum that the Light Masters have created for our entrance into the new paradigm of the fifth dimension. As the fifth dimension shimmers in and out of our awareness, we can take a powerful step in drawing it forward by claiming the totality of all that we are. In this bold step, we are actually lifting all of collective humanity upon a wave that will bring us into new beginnings with enhanced ways of living. So it's time to gather all that we've created with the new earth as this new collective divine human and really celebrate the fullness of our unique contribution of lifting the very fabric of time and space into a new trajectory for humanity and the cosmos beyond. To assist us in becoming the bridge to this new reality in our everyday lives, the avatars, the ascended masters, the Elohim, and the Serafina will help lift us into these new realms of the transcendent today. So join us as we take a journey with Cynthia into these unknown realms of the infinite and forge new pathways for all of humanity to follow. If you are unfamiliar with Cynthia, and most of you know her, she's here often with me. She is an intuitive energy healer She brings forth the living transmissions from the 77 avatars, the ascended masters, the Elohim, and the Serafina, which is the pure feminine emanation of Source to help others awaken to their cosmic self and embody the golden age within. The great Babaji is her dearest guide, assisting her to bring his diamond body of light and truth to the earth and to all of humanity. Her most profound work has been to merge her awareness with his, allowing his essence to become one with hers. As a beloved of hers, his light permeates all of her transmissions with the power of his immortal truth. And since becoming one with Babaji, over 77 avatars have gathered around Cynthia, sharing their collective voice with hers, and she is thrilled to transmit their collective light, power, and truth to those who choose to serve in the fullness of their divinity and stand as emissaries of light and love in the world. And Cynthia now guides humanity through her emanations of high cosmic energy streams of photonic light from the diamond realms of creation and beyond, helping others to attain both planetary and cosmic ascension. And just recently, she's been gifted with living transmissions from the Serafina, as I mentioned, the pure feminine emanation of Source to assist others in the greater realization and embodiment of their higher bodies of consciousness. On today's show and in this gathering, you're going to be gifted with a guided meditation with Babaji, the 77 avatars, the Elohim, and the Serafina, the pure, steady, direct, feminine emanation of Source to lift you into these realms of the transcendent that we will be speaking of and activate the highest divine presence of your multidimensional cosmic self. You'll also be blessed with living transmissions from the solar, galactic, universal, and omniversal masters that will help you become the new collective human deity and shift the global consciousness to move all humanity into the fifth-dimensional reality of creation. And also be immersed in the pulsating diamond plasma light and the new photonic light that has recently emerged upon the planet so that you can express the fullness of the totality of all that you are. A magical time for all of us, so let's go ahead and dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Cynthia as I welcome her back. Welcome, my dear.
Welcome. I am so happy to be here. I just love your beautiful voice, and I love the beautiful offerings and invitations you put out to your audience. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I feel like we are just bathed in a pool of love right now. It just feels like I'm swimming in this sea of diamond light. It's a beautiful thing. Cynthia, we were talking about, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of things right. going on the planet. So let's talk about where you perceive us to be in our evolution, what's going on astrologically. What can you share?
Well, first of all, yes, we were talking. There is so much light on this planet, first from the cosmic realms down. And we as humanity are co-creating now with the cosmic realms. And we are asking for more and more light. And then there's light emerging from the earth. And then there's light from our solar system, our galaxy. Everything is accelerating. So we were just talking, I just say to all of us, bless our hearts.
We are brave and bold beings.
We are. This time is unprecedented. And, no matter what it feels like to each and every one of us, I just want to start by saying I love all of you. And this is a moment where our being is holding so much light. And it doesn't matter as much what we're doing or not doing in the outer world, but just the fact that all of us listening to this show and beyond, that we stood in these long lines and are going through the greatest transformation the earth has ever seen in 200,000 or 300,000 years. So I just bow down to all of us, each one of us are doing the best we can to adjust to some of this light. And Dwal Kool, the Ascended Master, through my beautiful friend Sean Ra, shared with us recently that these lights that are coming down may feel a little bit disruptive, explosive. I don't know how we want to word all these things, but all my clients are saying that. And I am bowing down to you, the audience, and you, Carrie, and all of us for being these placeholders and for sitting in our being and having the courage to hold our centers in the midst of this storm that's going on outside of us, you know, being willing to receive this light. So think about this. In addition to all of that, you know, we just got through those two eclipses and the summer solstice. And what that has done is opened many, many new gateways into the cosmic realms. And so we're truly sitting on this precipice of a new world with new possibilities. But more than anything else, we're kind of like the seed holders, we're the vision holders, and we're just holding the possibilities for the rest of this massive wave of collective humanity to catch up to us. So we're kind of on the precipice of this huge wave going, where do we go? What do we do? And what we're really doing is just coming back and back into our center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to that, we are in these beautiful 40 days from around July 3rd to August 11th called the Dog Days. And that's from the Sirian Blue Star. Some call it the Dog Star. And that star in these beautiful, precious days, that star is rising and setting in alignment with ours. So I kind of love this time. It's like the time of the two suns. And, of course, that's going to lead us into the Lion's Gate on August 8th. But so we have two suns. We have all this light. And, you know, we have the support of the Ascended Masters. You know, I just want everybody to know that every day, if we can just surrender and say, what can I do to be a conduit of these high frequency, rapid, high velocity mm-hmm. energies of light, what can I do? And if we need to stay in bed, or if we are not moved to do anything outside or take action, that is so okay, because we're really, you know, if we look at ourselves, we're really holding the zero still point. And the outer world is spinning, and we're all in the middle, in this beautiful, like, safe kind of conduit-like place in our cores. And so when we feel like things are spinning out or a little bit too much, just remember, we just keep coming back to our core. We go to the eye of the storm, which is just silent. Mm-hmm. It's so still. And we are just, I can't even tell you how powerful that going inside of us and not trying to do things outside of us is, because as we come back, it's like we're becoming the eye, the point of one, the eye of Horus, the mm-hmm. eye of God, which resides in the center of our being. So I think our primary job with this beautiful time of the double sun and all these cosmic gateways opening and the acceleration of the energy, our time is to come into our beloved I Am, hold the stillness, and ask to hold vision as to what wants to emerge here. And another reference I'd love to suggest for people, because it was given to me, and is a beautiful book out there called The Agreement by Rebecca Dawson. And her book truly speaks to this. And I resonated so much with it because, you know, holding our centers and not worrying so much about what's going on out there is profound. Right. We don't have to go anywhere. All of this is happening right here and right now. And our job is to get more and more and more powerful in our presence. And,
yes.
you know, I was telling you, Carrie, before we got on the show that it's been a quieter year for me. And I've been guided not to focus so much on the outer. But I can't even tell you the magnificent experiences I'm having just going inward. And
mm-hmm.
the idea came from the agreement book, but yet it's what I talk about all the time. And it's what my guides and the ascended masters and the avatars are always teaching me. But it just lit up like fire. And that is, I am the living cosmos within this body. And so I work with that, and I invite all of us to do that because we are replicas of the cosmos. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, our cells are the stars, the winds of creation. Those that work with me know that I'm always bringing that in, is moving through our blood. And if we just feel that, the enormity of that, think about that. That is like so exciting to be the living cosmos. You know, to be the living sun, to be the stars within the hologram of our physical bodies. That's where we are offering our highest and our ultimate service right now, is being this, embodying this. And when you are a living cosmos, which every one of us are, think about how vast, how eternal, how unfathomable, how open, how mysterious you are as a being. But keep going back into you, because there are infinite, infinite, infinite universes within you. And I am playing with all these universes within myself and inviting all of us to do the same. But that happens in the stillness and through the high heart. So that's some of what's going on.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm glad that you mentioned
course.
A little bit of what we were speaking about before.
Right.
And really honoring everyone, because there are a lot of things that, you know, we're, as we intend to gracefully integrate these energies and just, well, like you said, just go back to center. You know, if you feel a lot of these ascension symptoms, whether it's dizziness,
right.
nausea, just need to sit and be and get back to center. That's why these gatherings are important. Meditation, getting to that still point so that you can ride some of these waves, is really going to help you feel secure. When sometimes you don't physically feel that secure.
Carrie and I were sharing, both of us have been feeling dizziness, nausea, and, you know, I just keep saying bless our hearts, because we have the courage to keep showing up. And, you know, when it first started happening to me, I was afraid. It was not easy. But now I just go, oh, here we go again. There we go again.
Another wave, right?
Another wave. Another wave.
And they do just kind of come and go, and you learn to just
yeah.
not freak out about it. Like, it's just, you really have to trust that these are the incoming light frequencies that are changing our planet, and they're changing
right.
our physical structures, everything about who we are. And we can feel it sometimes. I told you,
right.
Cynthia, this morning, like, I was getting dressed. I literally had to sit down on my bathroom floor and just, like, breathe, get back to center.
Yeah.
But I, you know, just trust it will be, it's just a wave. But, so for any of you feeling
what?
Anything, trust that it's, you're okay. That's part of this journey.
And one thing I would add about that is that ask the ascended masters, ask the avatars, ask the angelic realms to help you process this energy through your meridians. I call it your circuitry, where the divinity is held or accorded in your body. That's what I call the circuitry. You know, your blood vessels. Ask for assistance. Just say, help me process this energy in a way that is very harmonious mm-hmm. with my body. Because the ascended masters are there. The avatars are there. They're all there to assist us. And they just have so much honor for whatever we're going through, whether it's physical or emotional or even spiritual. It mm-hmm. is our role. We are truly bringing in and becoming the bridge to allow collective humanity to go through this gateway without potentially having to go through what we did in Atlantis. And that's because enough critical mass has occurred for the last 3 years where the light masters are setting the pace. But now we're doing it through our own holograms because our holograms are becoming so expanded. You know, it's almost like thinking of yourself as a drop of water or even a wave and becoming the ocean. And, you know, I'm telling a lot of my clients in my transmissions, what it feels like is we're turning ourselves inside out. So the outer cosmos is becoming our inner world. And we are becoming one with all of creation. And that is so phenomenal. That is so epic. That is so holographic that it's just unprecedented. So think of yourself as, you know, I'm the wave and I am merging into the ocean. I am the living cosmos. I am the stars. I am the sun. I am the winds of creation. And you know what I love about that image when I meditate? And I think it's so profound because I've been doing a lot of meditating on this. If you think of the great central sun or our sun, for example, the sun just emanates, right? It's not taking in energy, it's giving out energy. And I think as all of us are becoming closer and closer and coming back home to source, that we're becoming emanators. We are radiating our beloved light of the I Am. We are becoming illuminators, you know. We are becoming what I like to say, the great emanation. That's because our cells are truly, as we approach the 0 point, the 1 point, the point of one back home, our cells are opening to becoming immortal, or let's say sovereign, you know, free agents unto themselves. That means what is so exciting about that is that we're now able to process and take in and transmit so much unprecedented electromagnetic energy that our cells don't even have to receive information or, you know, energy from outside of themselves, and they're becoming more self-sustaining, which mm-hmm. is amazing. So if we think of ourselves as suns, just ask, how can I emanate in a way that serves the highest divine truth? Isn't that cool?
Yes, with as much grace and ease as possible.
Right.
Yes, that was beautiful. I love listening to you talk and share. Let's move into our topic for today, which is the realms of the transcendent. Tell us about the realms of the transcendent and this opportunity that we have from the masters, from the avatars, to help us become that new collective human deity that you say we've been waiting for. So tell us about this.
Of course. The first thing, as my voice is going in and out,
I know,
there's so much energy. We were laughing in the beginning of this. The first thing to know is that the realms of the transcendent exist within each and every one of us. And I would say they are more of a space, more, we're kind of like more of a attitude, more of a vibrational attainment than they are like in a hierarchical order, for example. Mm-hmm. They're the higher vibrational frequency as we start to move into the solar, the galactic, the universal, the omniversal realms. And what's so beautiful, we can look at them as this place of oneness throughout all of creation. And they long to be realized, awakened, claimed, surrendered to by all of us. So, you know, when I was preparing for your show, Carrie, they came to me, these beautiful realms, and they asked if they could be introduced and brought forward through the masters, through the avatars, through the Serafina, and all the beloveds, and allowed to envelop you in their luminescence, in their higher vibrational trajectory, in their higher beauty and exhilaration of creation. So the fact that we're even talking about this right now is so profound, mm-hmm. because that means every one of us on this call and all the light masters that we all around the earth, that we have attained enough of a vibration to call these beautiful, holy realms of the transcendent forward in each one of us. And they awaken within us as we rise up to meet them. And you could think of them as like flows of creation moving through our solar heart, our galactic heart, our universal heart, our omniversal heart. And for those of you that may not know what the omniverse is, it's a beautiful, beautiful place where all of the universes across all time space continuums come together. So we have our universe, and then we make this huge quantum leap up to this omniversal universe that sits on the very precipice. It acts as a bridge between the formless realms and form, because it takes the pure energy of the Serafina and the Seraphim, which contain the Serafina. They're like the yin and the yang of the highest realms of the formless realms. You know, they're right on the edge. But it takes that pure energy of Source, the omniversal realms, and it directs it into the beginnings of either spiritual, etheric manifestation, or actually physical manifestation. But this is such an elevated realm. And we also have this realm within us, and this realm is opening itself up. And the beautiful logos, and the logos are the kind of guiding forces for each of these realms, of the omniversal realms, are more and more available to us now. And they are called the Hokasha Ta Malu, that DK shared with us. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so exciting. So it's truly, I think, our intention, our awareness, our heartfelt desire that allows us to be uplifted. And then it is the gift and the transmissions of these beautiful beloveds that we have all been working for, you know, these beautiful years that will help uplift us there. So we are going to be doing that in a bit in this meditation, and I'm so excited for it, because as we lift up there, think about it, our DNA, our cells, our blood, our bones, we're starting to become transcendent and transparent and translucent and shimmering and vibrating in such a high realm. And that will emerge and anchor within us and, you know, add another layer of assistance for all of us with these kind of many energies that are coming through us right now. So I'm so excited to bring these through, and I'm glad they came to me and asked that they be presented here, because the state of being, it's our divine inheritance, and there's just so much love and grace and divinity pouring out even as we speak. Can you feel them? They're starting to move through us and awaken in us even as we're speaking. It's so beautiful.
So can you describe a little bit more about the masters and the avatars and your relationship with them for someone who may be new to understanding or hearing about the avatars? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the avatars first came to me probably, I'm thinking about this, before I went on the live shows, I think around 2015. And they are, I first heard about them, you know, I'll give credit to Richard Rudd. I was in a beautiful physical retreat with him when we were anchoring in the Seven Sacred Seals in Canada. And he had put a slide up about the return of the avatars and where we were in our evolution. And every cell in my body, every hair in my body just raised. And I knew that was incredibly personal and resonant to me. And I had been working with another beautiful channel healer, Bill Bauman, and Babaji in one of our sessions had come forward with a sacred covenant I had to become the voice of these avatars. And Babaji, for those of you who may not know, is a great Maha avatar. You know, in Autobiography of a Yogi, we have Paramahansa Yogananda, then his guru, Sri Yukteswar, who was an aspect of Moses, the lion, and then his guru, Lahiri Mahasaya, and then all of their gurus, ultimately, Babaji. And so the avatars are deeply embedded in my body and my bone and my blood and my soul. And I have spent eons and eons and eons of time preparing for this incarnation as the first time that in a human form I'm being asked to become this avatar in training, we'll say. So I've been and am an avatar in other realms, especially in the diamond realms, but this is the first one that I'm doing this where you have all the what, how can this be, the disbelief in the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body. So my physical body is literally transforming into this avatar in training. Now, avatars are beings of divine perfection. They exist in all realms of creation, in all time-space continuums, whereas the ascended masters, perhaps, let's say they have jurisdiction over the earth, or maybe the solar masters, the galactic masters, the universal will say, the avatars are, they just have jurisdiction over all creation. And I just love working with this energy because it's so giving and it's so empowering and it's so profound. And as Babaji has been working with me, the 77 have, and I really almost call it now the avatorial field of light, that all of this is here for you. All of it is here for us. And we're all in different places on our journey, no matter where we are. Every one of us have a very powerful and perfect role in, you know, developing who we are, because we're all eternal. and we were never born. We never die. And ascended masters can move into that path of the avatar. All of us can. It's open. You know, it's who knows? We don't know all the ins and outs of all creation. But I hope that explains that, Kate.
Yeah, thank you.
Does that help?
It does help a lot. And so the purpose of this occurring at this time for you and for everyone is really just the shifting of global consciousness, moving humanity into fifth dimensional reality. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. And there are all of us, every single person that we connect to, all light masters, have a role in doing exactly that. And the avatars have returned. And to answer your question, you know, we've moved out of this, you know, that the epoch of separation, and we're going backwards through time, as Sri Yukteswar came up with this theory. We're going backwards through the fall, and we're going into the times of the paradise when we were all one with Source. Hence, the reason that the avatars have returned. And so, yes, they have returned because as we hit the exact lowest point we ever could as a human collective, being the furthest away from Source, it's kind of like you take a rubber band and you pull it back and then you shoot it. We're all shooting now, like shooting stars that we really are. We're shooting back to Source, and as we do that, we're going back through all these great epochs that the Vedics and Sri Yukteswar and Paramahansa Yogananda and that lineage speaks of, and we're going back through time where we're undoing the fall of Atlantis, and we're allowing and embodying our oneness with all of creation. Which is why all these cosmic doorways are opening and opening, and everything is accelerating. So the avatars are here to assist all of us into our own remembrance of our own divine perfection. And wherever we are on that journey, the ascended masters, the avatars, all the masters through the solar realms, the star brothers and sisters.
I was just going to ask you about that. How do they work in conjunction with the avatars, the ascended masters, you know, all of these beautiful star beings that, you know, we speak of often here on the show? What is your perspective of them and their support?
Well, I love the star beings. I love the great cosmic mother who holds all of this. I love all of them. You know, my feeling about that is that every single being, the ascended masters, the star lord masters, the Sirian high council that I love working with, the blue star Sirius, these beautiful days that we're in, you know, all of these play an absolutely pivotal role in all of this. Whether they always are joined with the avatars, I really don't know. I mean, I think it's a matter of their evolutionary journey, because the one thing that I think we're all learning, just as we are all evolving, so too are the ascended masters. Swal Kool talks about that all the time. They are evolving, and everyone is evolving. And so I think, not to speak on behalf of all of them, but absolutely, they, whatever their own individual soul evolutionary trajectory is, they may or may not work with the avatars. And I just think we're all in it together, and that we're all just doing it as one. And, you know, at our highest heart of heart, we are all, including the avatars, we are that point of one. We are the one point. Sometimes I call that the eye of God, Goddess, the eye of Horus. But it's the center of all creation through the omniverse, where we all come back into that point of oneness, and the avatars as well. And the avatars have, they have differentiated right outside of the realm of the Seraphina and the Seraphim, and have asked to be in form on some level to assist. And then, you know, we have the Seraphina and the Seraphim who they emerge, Carrie. They're not always in existence. They are that steady emanation. And there's that word again, which I think I've had revelation after revelation. We're all becoming this great emanation. As we get back to source, we're emanating out like the sun. And, you know, so the Seraphina, which is the feminine aspect, the Seraphim is the masculine. The masculine does not contain the Seraphina. That was misinformation in our patriarchal spiritual knowing. That is not the truth. They're like yin and yang, and they emerge when it's appropriate. They are at the highest realms of the formless, but they're right at that seed point. And that seed point is where we are all traveling back to. And we're doing such a beautiful job. It's just, you know, we forget because it feels so chaotic now, but humanity is returning to source. And all of spirit is rejoicing. All of creation is rejoicing. We are returning back to the oneness, you know, through all of it and coming back into that one point. And that's why it's so important to pay attention and work with the one point in you, because the one point in you is the one point in all of collective humanity. And as we do this, Carrie, we are uplifting all of collective humanity just by our willingness to get out of the world, get out of those distractions, come into our still point, ask the one point, ask all your guides, the avatars, the ascended masters, the Elohim, the Seraphina, the Seraphim, all the beloveds, the archangelic and angelic realm, whoever you resonate to most, help me remember that I am one, that I am the universe, I am creation, I am the eye of all creation. It all arises and comes from me. I am that. I am. And that is just the most powerful thing you can do. It's the ultimate service, because we then are opening the passageways behind us for collective humanity to start saying, oh my goodness, maybe we are that as well. So that service, it's just all the masters are sharing with me now. You just can't imagine how important you are, even just as a placeholder, as me. So I've just been a placeholder this year. I'm just like going deeper and deeper into my own core. And all of us are remembering, all of us, the solar system, the galaxy, you know, the universal structure, and all these energies of remembrance are accelerating, accelerating. And as we remember, we come back home.
Right. You know, you mentioned a little while ago the diamond realms. And as I mentioned in the introduction, part of what we're doing here today is being immersed in the pulsating diamond plasma light, this new photonic light that's emerging onto the planet. So does that light come from the diamond realms, or where does that come from?
Which light, my dear?
Diamond plasma light.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Beautiful question. That diamond plasma light is so gorgeous. So luminescent. And as we have opened more and more gateways within our own grid systems, we are accessing more and more of that. So remember, we all started with the carbon, you know, DNA grids, and then we went into the crystalline diamond grids within ourselves. And that is such a high, high vibration. And that is where I would say, and I'm so glad you asked that question, the realms of transcendent light, you know, lie within our highest hearts. And then, you know, the year before, I think it was the beginning of when we first went into our pandemic, the next system evolved, which are the photonic light, the photonic light realms. And these are really the light of heaven. And enough of us have called that forward. So if you can think of it from carbon to crystal and diamond, and the infusion of that is just extraordinary. I go into the diamond light realms every day and just feel the, you know, the radiance, the illumination, the super consciousness, the super divinity there, and take my mind, body, heart, and soul there. And then this photonic light, which feels and looks like liquid light, this is a whole different grid system altogether. We made this epic quantum leap and jumped up there. And this is the light of, you know, I would almost call it the seventh heaven. And you can immerse yourself in that light. And then as you move further and further, let's say within yourself, because we're turning ourselves inside out and we're becoming the entire living cosmos. As you go further and further and further, then you enter that sacred place of the formless realms. And that also is one of my Dharma pieces for all humanity, is to be this bridge from the formless realms to the realms of form. And that's where I take my, the 10-month live transmission I'm doing this year, the cosmic transmissions, because for those of us who can be a bridge, it's not like we're in between. We are bridging it. And more of us, my feeling is, are doing that. And so then we start entering the realms of the formless, which is the great cosmic womb and the void and all potential. So we can, you know, we enter that seed point, the fusion point where the Serafina and the Seraphim are, and they go in and out of the void, and they appear when they want to, and then they go back in. And so they're like, that's why I said shimmering in and out. And when we reach this vibrationally, we start to kind of shimmer and become translucent and, you know, transcendent. And that's what this whole call is about, and where we're moving in our evolution. So the diamond realms and the diamond light, absolutely, they come from those realms. And then even beyond that are the photonic, and then even beyond that is the formless realms. And all of us are in all of these realms at once. We are not, it's not hierarchical. It's just how much do we want to open and receive and surrender to the magic of these realms.
Wow. I'm looking at the time. Why don't we talk about, you know, you just mentioned the year-long program that is part of your special offer. Let's talk about what you're offering, and then maybe we'll take some questions, and we have the transmission. So,
of course.
Let's do that right now. So for those of you who want to take a look at these offerings from Cynthia, go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on our marketplace, and you will see Cynthia's beautiful smiling face. click on that, and you'll see these three offers. Offer A is a sacred retreat. This is an online, brand new, live, four-week transmission series that begins July 31st. So if you're listening to this live, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, right? And that all begins.
Yes.
So,
so
four Saturdays in a row. What is going to happen in this particular sacred retreat? Or do you know?
Well, you know what? I don't.
Yeah.
I was invited to bring this forth And the way that I did this, because I'm doing a 10-month long, which we introduced in February in your show, Carrie, live transmission for the cosmic transmissions. And those are once a month. So I, you know, when we set the date of this, I set it up and the avatars set it up and the realms of transcendence came and set it up where, so we have, this beautiful new offering. So it will be lifting up, being uplifted into these realms. And tentatively, the first one, which is 12 days from now, July 31st, it's the pathway of fire. And I assume the Serafina, the Kundalini angels will be assisting, you know, the illumination flame, the resurrection flame, all these beautiful divine flames of the Mahatma, which is the avatar of synthesis that carry these 12 flames, and all will be assisting us. So it's going to be an upliftment, truly, where your body can become on the path of sustaining and holding these realms within you. The following Saturday, we're going to be working with the higher chakras, known and unknown, and the Anta Karana. And that's the day before the Lion's Gate. So the magic of that and the power of that. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And then August 14th, you know, we're going to be working with the monad. Now, for those who don't know what that is, you know, we have our physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, then the Buddhic body, the higher emotional body, and then the Atmic body, the higher mental body or the body of divine will. Then we have the monad, which is your direct spark of source. Now, what's so exciting is that many of us now are merging into a higher monadic purpose than when we came down here. And that also is one of my roles. I am working with those that are expanding into their higher monadic purposes. So the monad is not static. It's very, very malleable and moving and opening. And because all of us have opened these gateways together, we're now opening unprecedented new possibilities of our own monadic soul purposes. So we're going to be working with that on that date. And then the final date is we're going to introduce the logos. Now, we'll see how that comes through as a transmission. It may just be seeds being planted. But the logos, that body, we all have a logos. That's a much bigger collective body. It's the body of your entire being, whether you're on earth or not. And all of us, we know, have simultaneous incarnations with the star beings, the galaxies, you know. So that logos body, we will see what happens to come through that. But I set this whole thing up because next Tuesday, a week from today, is the sixth transmission of the 10. And then right after August 21st, that following Tuesday is the 7th. So I couched them all within the 6th and the 7th transmission of the live 10-month group. And that group, I'll just give you a quick overview. That is the most accelerated, powerful, profound work I've ever done. And we started right out the gate. We started with the highest chakra beyond the crown, the causal center, and then the following one with many other beings and upliftments. But then we went into the soul star chakra, and these are, you know, the causal centers are solar, and then the soul stars are galactic. Then we went into the stellar gateway, our universal. So we started way up there, and then the gateway to the cosmic mother, and then we went into the universal structure, and then we're going to be coming into, those are the five, we're going to be coming into, we've done the omniverse, so we're going to start working with the Hokashita Malu, which is the first time ever I've been asked to bring through their transmissions. So not to worry if you, it's a glorious transmission. And if you've missed the first five, you know, these only happen once a month. And,
let's highlight to people that that is offer C included. So offer B is the entire new program, a retreat into the realms of the transcendent. Offer B is that plus a private session with Cynthia. And offer C includes all of those things, plus what she's speaking of, which is the sacred retreat of cosmic transmissions. It's an ongoing 10-month series that started in February, but you will have all of those recordings and then access to everything from now until November 23rd. That's the last date.
Yeah.
So, wow. What a powerful experience.
And one thing I would add on that, we have, since the very beginning, we've been working on each person's own individual ascended master template that they are. Hmm. And so that their body can work with that through all the Merkabas and the beautiful beings that are supporting each one of these, that our intention there is that for all of us, as you said, Carrie, to be bold, to claim, and to allow the ascended masters that we all are to begin to come more and more into our physical bodies. So it's very, very similar to everything that I've been talking about coming back home to source. But, you know, it's just really exciting what we're doing there. And this will enhance that. And all, just to know, everything is recorded. And a lot of people say, you know, can I listen to these at my own convenience? And of course, of course, of course, even though there are four of them, and I actually prefer doing once a week. I found, you know, I offered this for the first time. I found, you know, I'm like more of a sprinter than I am a long distance runner. So I love doing four of them in a row. But, you know, you can take your time. You can feel all of these. You can sit with them. You can listen to them whenever you want. You'll have them.
Mm-hmm.
So in whatever pacing serves your own divine harmonic.
I love the numbers, by the way. Offer A is 177, and there's the 77 avatars.
Right. That's why I always do that.
Yes. And we have the three-pay option for all of these. You know, offer B with the private session with you, which is a wonderful opportunity for those who have not experienced that, or for those who have and want to do it again. And then offer C, love that number, 444, and the three-pay option if that helps you. So this is some really the word potent has been coming up a lot on the show, but your offerings are certainly very potent. And I almost want to use the word advanced, but I don't know that I want to. I don't want it to feel like it's only for certain people at all. I think it's, if it calls to you and if what we're talking about, if it's resonating, then I would say it's for you. And you know, when you're dealing with everyone on these group calls, Cynthia, do you find that everybody is in somewhat of a different point in their journey, or what do you notice?
You know, of course I do. And it's all beautiful and it's all perfect. Because if this resonates to you, it may just be a seed that is planted, but then all the gateways and the keys become open to you to explore, you know, on your own journey. And, you know, a lot of the work that I do with those of us that are in these groups are on the inner planes, and they know that and they feel that, you know, especially like offer A when we're doing four of these, you know, being lifted into the realms of the transcendent, you know, we're just the avatars, the Serafina, the Seraphine, the Elohim, all the beloveds that work with me. We are just wrapping you in our love and allowing you to blossom like a gorgeous flower, you know, as your petals open up to the beauty and the truth of all that you are. And, you know, as I do privates, people are in different places. And I just love it all because everywhere, every place that each one of us is so profoundly beautiful and perfect for the whole. We're all becoming one. And I just honor everybody and where they are. And so do the masters and the avatars.
Yes.
That support these transmissions or that bring them through. You know, it's just a beautiful creation and people love them and write into me. And I just feel so honored and humbled and moved to be able to hold this. And yeah, I love how you said that. Don't worry. It's if it ignites your heart, you're there. And there is no advance. There's just, you know, we have different roles as light masters of what's coming through, and mine that's coming through happens to be just this role, you know, but we're all the same, and this is accessible to everyone. There's no difference here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for continuing to create these beautiful offerings. Each time you're here, we open up something, you know, something more.
That's right.
Yes. So thank you, my dear, for that. And just again, for your devotion to all of this. It's beautiful. So, maybe we'll take a couple of live callers. It's star 2 to raise your hand. If you have a question for Cynthia, let us know your name and maybe a quick question so that we can do that, and then we'll go into the group transmission, which is going to be quite magical. So what the group transmission for those who and please stay with us for that. What is that going to be like?
Well, it's going to be quite profound. We're going to be lifting everyone into the place where they can handle in a way that is commensurate with our own soul's journey into the realms of the transcendent. So Babaji is coming forward. The female avatars.
Mm-hmm.
I love the female avatars. They are going to be assisting us. We're going to be uplifting these lower bodies in a whole different way. And then Lord and Lady Melchizedek are going to be assisting us through the universal structure in assisting us and holding the space so that we can all attain the vibrations to be touched upon with these realms and to potentially embody that whatever way. So I'm so delighted and just thrilled to be able to bring that through. So it's going to be quite high, and it's perfect for all of us.
Right. Something to look forward to. Okay, we'll do that in just a little bit. We're going to take some live callers. First caller that I'm going to is area code 905. You're live, 905.
Hello, beautifuls.
Hi.
Hello.
I too would certainly use the word advance, even though I know there's no such thing, but I feel even a little bit shy asking this question. My name is Caroline. Hi, beautiful Carrie.
Oh, hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Oh, so much love to you.
Yes. And Chandra, thank you. So if I had a question to formulate, I'm about to enter a new phase in my life after 33 years in an office job, doing my all my gift work full time. And so if there was a message for me to go into that with us, what would it be?
Ah, oh, okay. Beautiful Caroline, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So you are in the right time. You are in the right space. And the masters, the avatars, the angels are so excited that after 33, and look at that number, the Christ number, that you are ready to open and offer these gifts more, you know, full time. I'm seeing three streams of light moving through you. You have an extraordinary heart space that is being opened right now. with the masters so that you can move these offerings a little bit higher into that heart space of yours. But there are three streams, and you have many, many guides. And you, dear beloved one, although your conscious mind may not recognize it, are quite familiar with these higher realms. And whether you use the words or not, you will be transmitting some of these energies as we speak. And the cosmic diamond realms are very, very important to you. And the realms of the beloved masters, especially in the universal structure, Lord and Lady Melchizedek, are awakening new pathways for you. And you are quite galactic and cosmic. We just don't have conscious memory of this. And, you know, these beautiful realms. And there's no coincidence that you're our first caller and you asked, because the realms of the transcendent then will be the third stream coming into your work. So you are filled with divine grace and will be supported. And your heart feels so fulfilled because this is the peace that you have been waiting for to do this. And there is nothing but love and honor for you to do that, my dear. So congratulations. You do know all of this. You just don't know it, because all of this is beyond the thinking mind. And oh, I'm bowing down to you.
There you go, Caroline.
I have my hands in namaste and prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I started 33 years ago at 33 King Street, and I'm ending at 33 King Street at 33
years.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Lots of love. So much love.
And to you too, Caroline. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, I had chills on that, Caroline. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, next caller that I'm going to is area code 310. You are live, 310. 529. Because there's quite a few. 310.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rita, and I'm so excited to be on the call with you both.
I'm very
emotional because you both are so speak to my heart, and I just really love you both and all the work that you both do. I don't really have a question, just whatever the angels or guides or the cosmos wants to share with me would be wonderful.
Oh, beautiful. And what was your name again, my dear?
Rita.
Rita, oh, bless your heart. I love your accent.
Thank you.
Okay, so I see a circle of seven coming to surround you right now. And three are female, four are male, and they're very, very high cosmic beings that are here to bless you. Because also your heart is moving into another quantum expression of itself. And the upliftment coming through this meditation is going to really profoundly bless you, my dear. So these seven almost are singing a new song in your heart, and they ask you to call upon them. And it doesn't matter from what dimension or where they are, but they're really connected to you. And probably in about the last 3 months, they have been asking you more consciously to become aware of them. And they have their hands on your head now in blessing. And they're excited that you had the courage to speak up so that they could present themselves. Mm-hmm. And begin doing some beautiful blessing and higher vibrational work through what you embody and what you emanate as a soul. So they are bowing down, and we are bowing down, and so grateful to bring them here for you. So beautiful.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So thank you for that beautiful, beautiful message. And my second question just for you is, I don't know which package to pick because I love it all. So which one would you recommend?
Oh, bless your heart. So, you know, the way that I always suggest to do this is just drop into your heart and know that you know, dear beloved one, know that you know, Rita, and not here, but on your own time, just see what lights up. My feeling is that this is just my suggestion because you are a sovereign being and, you know, is it would be fun and it seems like it would be very, very beneficial to perhaps have a private. So you just let that sit, though, and a lot more can come through. But feel that in your heart and know that you know. And whatever it is perfect for you, my dear, whatever it is.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, both of you, and blessings to both of you. Mm-hmm. And I love you both. So whatever you have been sharing, it speaks always to my heart. So thank you for doing that.
What a beautiful being you are, Rita.
Yes. We love you, too.
Yes.
Have a great day.
You too, Rita. Lots of love. I just feel the love flowing here. Okay. Cynthia, I'm feeling guided to move us into a space where we can experience the transmission.
Beautiful.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
I would agree. Okay, beloved ones, let's all take a deep breath and move into the beloved heart within each of us. And just feeling the light and the love and the grace and the support of all these beautiful, beloved masters we have been speaking of. Coming deep into the one heart of all creation. And we call upon, of course, Babaji, the great Maha Avatar, the 77 avatars, the Seraphim, and all the beloveds that we've been speaking of, the masters, the star beings, the great cosmic mother. And just center in your hearts. Just center and know that you are being supported as our beloved Babaji now is stepping forward to speak. Beloved ones, it is Babaji, and it is with great joy that I come forth to you today. I see the beauty, the potential, the light, and the divine truth in you, and I am honored to speak with you in this moment. You sit at this forefront of a new world, and I and all the beloved avatars wrap our arms and our hearts and our light around you in a glorious cosmic diamond Merkaba so that you can be uplifted and receive more and more of the brilliance and the light and the truth of all that you are. So feeling the diamond streams, the luminescent light, as all are beginning to gather with us, and we move into an extraordinary diamond chariot of fire, protecting you, uplifting you, enhancing you, and beginning to prepare you to enter into the realms of the transcendent. Waves and waves of luminescent diamond light are moving into your being, moving into the star tetrahedron within your own heart as we all together form a gorgeous Merkaba that I am supporting, as well as all avatars with me. And now, dear beloved ones, with the intensity of the light upon this planet, know that you can call upon us to help you and to modulate and to calibrate this light in a way that serves. We are calling forth now grace, divine grace, to soothe, to nourish, to uplift, to harmonize, as we bring forth now the female avatars to assist in preparing your heart to awaken to its own transcendent nature. We bow down and say namaste. Dear beloved ones, we the female avatars come forward now. We are so grateful to be of service to you in this way. Our hearts are overflowing for what you are holding on behalf of all humanity. Beloved ones, you are coming home in an unprecedented way, and we are offering now our gifts, our transmission within this diamond Merkaba to assist each and every one of you awaken the transcendent heart. Feel our presence as we immerse you now in the starlight of wonder, in the worlds and the spheres and the music and the light language of creation. For you are the stars, beloved ones, and you are the light of the world. Let us now come to each one of you and open light packets, encodements within each of you of your higher cosmic nature. And we do this with grand love and grand light to help awaken you into more of the divine perfection that you are. The gateway to the realms of the transcendent beckons now as we awaken these encodements and we uplift you into these higher realms. Take a moment now and receive and allow and surrender as in our most joyful expression, we assist so that we can take you to the gateway of the realms of the transcendent. Our transmissions are powerful and strong. Open and receive as we awaken now these encodements. And beloved ones, to whatever degree is appropriate for your own beautiful journey, we ask now, if it resonates with you, permission from each and every one of you to begin to uplift the lower bodies, the lower energy fields around you into their higher state. For dear beloved ones, as we all emerge and become more and more sovereign, more and more the aspect of source that we are, these bodies, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the Buddhic, the Atmic, and even your beloved monadic body now. These can be transmuted. These can be uplifted. These can be expanded. These can be quantum lifted into new realms. And this is where the realms of the transcendent lie. So let us then assist in any way that you feel comfortable beginning this process of lifting these bodies so that these bodies then can become transmuted and aligned directly with Source, beloved ones. And that brings tears into our eyes as we answer your call in opening your heart and assisting you in remembering that you are Source. You are all of creation. And we begin now this process of upliftment. And beloved ones, we awaken now the fiery mists of the dragon's breath within each and every one of you. So you can allow the purification, the divine fire to assist in transmuting anything that no longer serves, in helping you to let go, release old limitations, old patterning, old conditioning as the fiery mist of the divine that we carry assist us now in uplifting these bodies into their next highest stage of evolutionary development. So the streams of the solar and the galactic, the universal and the omniversal are awakening in higher and higher ways as you are lifting, lifting, lifting into the very realms of your divine inheritance. Feeling our love, feeling the power of the diamond Merkaba assisting and these fires as you open them, beloved ones, surrender and ask to receive your transcendent heart. Blazing, purifying, spiraling ever upwards, ever deeper within, ever into greater and greater expanses of your being, as we now, one with the other, join our hearts of transcendence, our newly awakened hearts to one another, and we await now the transmission of the beloved avatars of your universe, Lord and Lady Melchizedek. The heart spiraling ever upward as we invite these great avatars, the great logoses, to come forward, male and female, one to the other, awakening all aspects of the universal cosmic being that you are. Beloved ones, as Lord and Lady Melchizedek, as the avatars of your universe, we greet you now. We impose upon you the importance and the knowing of all that you are. For you beloved ones are holding the keys to the new world, and your vibration has met us here at the very, very edges of the universal structure. We bow down to you. We honor you. And we hold you now in a place through our transmissions to steady, to encompass, to embody, and to sustain the realms of the transcendence. We open now the universal structure so that you can align, beloved ones, in this moment, if you so choose, to the song of the universe within you, and anchor that now into your newly awakened and activated heart of transcendence. Feel our transmissions. Feel the mighty, mighty power of this upliftment. Allow now, beloved ones, the song of the universe to sing you alive into a new potential, into a new world of opportunities. Awaken, beloved ones, as we hold this open for you to lift to whatever degree you feel comfortable into the very edges of your known universe and beyond. We assist you now to align your transcendent heart with the greatest potential of your cosmic self. And we bow down, beloved ones, for as we do this, gateways and portals are opening for those following behind. And feel the great, great collective human deity that is taking birth in your very heart of hearts and lifting into its highest transcendence that you are comfortable with. Beloved ones, the doors are opening, and you, just through your presence here, are allowing the earth, humanity, and all of creation to rise to new heights into the fifth dimensional world, and so all can take their ascension together. Feel our assistance in aligning you, the transcendent heart, the universal song of creation, into a new incarnation in the very physical body, in the self, in the DNA, as transcendent light is reminding you, helping you to remember the beauty and the glory of all that you are. You are birthing the universe within you, beloved ones, and you are the emanation of Source. You are the promise of all humanity. You are the gatekeepers and the bridge to the new world. Feeling the powerful energies moving through you, let us all now in this great Merkava of the beloved Maha Avatar Babaji. Let us through this Merkava in this safe, uplifted space, let us now send our new emanations from this Merkava into the crystalline and photonic grids of your earth. Let us rejoice. Let us sing. Let the song of the universe create new possibilities. Let us seed this into the earth and humanity as gateways and gateways are opening for each one of you and for all humanity. Rise now, beloved ones, and take your place as the new collective human deity, as the star and the song of the universe that you are. We bless you now, and we seal this with the beloved Babaji and the female avatars. We bow down. We bow down. We bow down. Namaste, beloved ones. We seal this for all time and eternity. And as we speak it, so it is. Namaste.
Thank you, Cynthia. Oh, absolutely beautiful. I don't even want to use my words. that was such a precious, transcendent state, to be in. And, the words that you, select and use are so beautiful. It is like music. It is like a song.
Thank you.
Yeah. The doors are opening.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
How is everybody feeling? You're welcome to write in if you'd like to. And let us know how you're feeling. It was, opening. It wasn't an opening. It was an upliftment. You said that word multiple times.
Yes.
And that's what it was. And awakening the transcendent heart was beautiful. You said we all hold the keys to this new world. And that
yes.
We are the bridge to this new world. And I hope all of you listening really honor yourselves for that role that you're here to play. And this upgraded of lifting those lower bodies, as you said, into their highest state and potential.
Yes, that mm-hmm. was so beautiful. And, you know, the avatars, the female avatars are around all of us right now and gently, gently grounding this in to the cells and the DNA and the heart. And they're just weaving this beautiful diamond transcendent light through each one of them, of us. And I'm looking out and I literally, it looks like everybody, we're stars and we're mm-hmm. birthing universes within us and we're suns and we're galaxies. It's like so beautiful as I look out through the eyes of these avatars and these cosmic beings that we're just creating such beauty and expansion in our very, very own, you know, halls of creation that we abide in. So there's much blessing and much groundedness and integration of the transcendent in the cells and in the DNA in your heart. It's just so beautiful to see. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is a very it is a very high frequency, I'll say that. Let me read some of the messages that are coming in. Jacqueline said that was very powerful, strong, and yet gentle and loving. I felt the upliftment of the lower bodies, which felt so permanent. Blessings and thank you. Yes. Yes.
Yes. That is exactly right, because this opportunity with the Melchizedeks, the logos of our universe and the avatars, we can make this permanent. And that's the gift and one of the offerings of this transmission. So thank you for saying that, Jacqueline. That's so beautiful. I'm so glad you received that knowing. That is so beautiful. Oh, bless your heart. Wow.
Yes. That word has been coming through, Jacqueline, for me and my intentions every day when dissolving density or dissolving some of these, any lower density frequencies in a very permanent way. And that's what was supported here today. And beautiful, Jacqueline. Anne, hi, Anne. She said, wow, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Carrie, for this incredible show. That was so powerful. So glad you were with us, Anne. Let's
thank
see.
You,
Melody. She just wanted to say yes, yes, yes to all of Cynthia's offerings. I know that I have been up-leveled just attending her classes, and I want to thank you so much, Cynthia and Carrie. Thank you, Melody. Aww.
Thank you, Melody. I love you.
I love her name, you know, as we were, you know, bringing forth this song, you know, our cosmic song. Melody, you are doing that, so... she also wanted to say thank you for the coverage of the realms earlier. When we were talking about the diamond realms. I think it's Rudy, R-U-T-Y, said Cynthia Sun, a living divinity, pulsating sources light in a human vessel. Impossible to stay indifferent in your presence. Listening to you again is such a gift and a treat. I'm dancing in my seat and my heart is wrapping my whole. Thank you, beloved one. Love you from through and to infinity. So happy. That was a beautiful message.
I have tears in my eyes. I love that. Thank you, Rudy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Mare had said, beloveds, yes, yes, yes. I realized each point is a portal to something, and should my body is a wonderland. Okay.
Ooh,
beautiful.
I love that. Each point is a portal to a higher transcendent state. So that is awesome that you felt that, because it is. And look at all the portals that are opening in each one of us as we're speaking. They're just new doorways, new doorways, new doorways, and you are a wonderland. I love that. are wonderlands, and yes, we are the wonder of the stars and the light of the world. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I'm going to keep reading because they keep coming in. S-J-U-C-I-Z-I-E, Susie, I believe, said blessings and gratitude for this transmission. Having worked with the Melchizedek beings and Babaji daily, this was so powerful and my heart soars. The energy continues to flow as it upgrades. So much love to both of you. And back to you, my dear. Edmund from London. Thank you, Cynthia. So profound and beautiful. There are no words to describe. A deep knowing seems to ignite. Thank you, Edmund.
We love you, Edmund. Thank you.
Eileen said, dearest Carrie and Cynthia, thank you so much for that blessed gift of peacefulness and lightness, so much needed for me today. Blessings of love to you both. Your voices are divine. From Eileen. Thank you, Eileen. So grateful you're here. Nala from Mexico. Hi, Carrie and Cynthia. Thank you so much for the transmission. It was great. I started the call feeling dizzy, and I'm feeling much better now. Same here, Nala.
Yay.
Lacey, beautiful opening to our connected selves. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Carrie. Thanks, Lacey. And let's see, I just lost my place. Sarah Starlight, beautiful. She said, wonderful, uplifted. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Melody again now says, such a powerfully uplifting transmission and meditation. I feel the sweet love from the female avatars. Overall coverage is very awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melody. Yeah, the female avatars are around us all, and I think we perhaps could feel a little bit more approachable to the female ones. Their heart impression when they come through, my heart almost wants to cry. I mean, and you know, it's just recent, just this year that the female avatars have even come forth to speak. So I just feel so honored that they are coming forth, the Serafina, the feminine aspect of Source, because this is closing or completing the gateway of the entire human journey with the beloved feminine aspects of Lady. For example, Lady Melchizedek just came through recently as well. The female aspects, which carry, you know, equal and beautiful power as all the others, we are finally hearing their voices, which is so exciting because enough consciousness has moved and enough of the patriarchy has lifted up that they can emerge in their power, and we can teach women the power of being feminine and the power of being female and the beauty of it and the dreaming visioning of it and the beingness aspect. This is the key to our evolution. It's the quantum zero still point, the feminine point of the void of all things and no things. So it's such a completion that these beautiful female avatars are here, and they're just flooding all of us with so much love and gratitude that they can come forward to speak. This is new, and I'm honored to let them and allow them, and they're, I mean, to allow them to let me speak for them. It's such a joy, such an honor.
To be a part of this. I'll read a few more and then we'll begin to wrap up. Barbara said, just want to say I love you, Cynthia. Always a magical experience. And thank you, Carrie, as always, for being such a beautiful host. Thank you, Barbara.
We love you, Barbara.
Yes, we do, Barbara. Elizabeth said, namaste and thank you. Amazing grace, home space, transcendence, blessings. I appreciate you both sharing about the body and emotional symptoms surfacing, and that it's not a failure for those of us who are moving through them. Yes, beautiful. Absolutely not. Hope Rains, thank
not
you.
Enough.
My desire is home in pure light of formless beingness, such peace. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
We are all in this together, and there is zero failure. It's part, you know, all of this is just part of the evolution of, and the illumination. And what was the word that you used earlier?
Emanation.
We're
the great emanation, which is the radiance of like the sun and the stars. Beingness is all about our vibration, what we are emanating, which is illuminating. And I love that word, and it's just been so profound in my own meditations to become this emanation of Source. So I'm seeing all of us just vibrating and emanating in such beautiful ways in this call. It's just with all the help of the female avatars and our beloved Babaji and Lord and Lady Melchizedek, and of course the beautiful realms of the transcendent. They're all here. They're weaving in with us. They're delighted, you know, that we have risen up to meet them, and we can contain them and sustain them and vibrate with and through them and be uplifted in such a beautiful, beautiful way. So, so gorgeous. They're bowing down to you, the realms of the transcendent. They are bowing down, saying thank you for letting us come forth like this.
Wow. I do want to honor Pippa. Pippa from Glastonbury just said, that was truly cosmic and has me in tears with so much love. Thank you so much for this wonderful gift. Thank you for sharing, Pippa.
Thank you, Pippa.
Rita was our caller. Wasn't Rita our caller, I believe? Yes.
Yes.
She wrote in and said, deepest gratitude for my message from above. Thank you. I felt the powerful energy in my heart and soul speaking truth to my body. I felt my angels and singing and Lord Melchizedek transcending my mind, body, and soul with such gentle care. My deepest gratitude and feeling so emotional and honored to be here now. Love you for this magical experience today. Oh, Rita, we love you.
Thank you, Rita.
Beautiful soul you are, Rita.
Much more to come for you, Rita.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
For everyone feeling this, I hope that you'll consider, feel into your heart and consider the offerings to really expand on this journey with Cynthia and all of these beautiful beings of light who are so excited to connect with you and support you. And I want to remind everyone, and something that you said, Cynthia, was really call forth the support and assistance of these divine beings to calibrate, harmonize, soothe the integration of all these energies. So, very important. And Cynthia, my dear, anything else that you would like to share before we say goodbye?
I'm just in awe of all of us. I'm just so humbled. I'm so grateful for the light that we each are. I'm grateful to be able to bring these transmissions through. And I'm so proud of us as a collective, Light Masters and humanity. We are so profoundly beautiful. And we look at the news and we forget that. But I am just bowing down to all of us. We are truly uplifting not only the earth, but humanity and the planets and the stars and the solar system and beyond. And there is so much awe being sent to us to know how important we are. No matter what things look like out there, you are so beautiful and powerful, and we have all done it together, and I am so proud of all of us. And all the avatars are bowing down and saying, we couldn't have said it better. There you go. I love you all.
We love you too, Cynthia.
Thank you, Sarah. I love you so much. I love you dearly. You're so beautiful.
Yeah,
what a delight to play with you in the cosmos and
the
stars.
We just love playing.
It's so fun.
Yes. So thank you all for playing with us, all of you beautiful, mystical, magical beings. Thank you for your willingness to be here, your presence, your readiness. What an absolute honor to have you with us. Really take some time to notice how you're feeling, what's shifted for you, what feels different. And open to receive the benefits and the blessings of everything that's been ignited within you here today. And remember that you are a sacred being. You are a creator, a multidimensional master of light. And I hope you'll claim yourself as that. And, of course, allow Cynthia's opportunities to expand on this journey. Help with that, too. We want you to really honor and claim yourself as this beautiful being that you are. So remember that you are brilliant and resilient. You're dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining Cynthia and myself on this truly soulful, wonderful, expansive adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those that you encounter today, or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.